I'm on the back patio of a house on a quiet cul-de-sac in the Rumford section of East Providence with the husband and wife owners of the house.
I'm Bill Jetty.
I'm Dixie Carroll.
They have already hosted two house concerts here featuring one of their favorite performers, singer-songwriter John D. Graham of Austin, Texas. Now they're telling me how it came about that they're holding a third house concert in just a few days, expecting maybe 40 people to come see Gerf Morlix. He's another well-regarded artist from Austin. Bill Jetty says this developed from a chance encounter in the store that he and his wife run in Providence.
We have a lot of music on the playlist in there, and this was last summer, I think. I had like two or three Gerf Morlix songs on a playlist that was 8 hours long. And it was a Saturday afternoon, and a woman came in the store, and she was there for a minute or so, and she came walking up to me and just said, "That's Gerf Morlix." And I said, "Yeah, it is. How do you know that?" And she had never been in the store before. She just happened to walk in while one of two, maybe 3 or 4 minute songs happened to be playing during an 8 hour period. And I said, "How do you know that?" And she said, "Well, he's kind of a friend of mine." "Okay, really? Like, what do you mean, what kind of a friend? You know, like, you know, on Facebook or something?" And she said, "Well, you know, she used to live in Austin, and they were friends, and still are." And so we start talking about music, and I said, "Well, do you know who John D. Graham is?" And she said, "I know, I've heard of him, I don't know who he is." I said, "Well, he's coming to the house in November. If you're interested, you should come." She said, "Oh, yeah, we'll definitely come." And she said, you think you'd ever want Gerf Morlix to play at your house?" And she said, "Well, here's all his phone number, and he doesn't have a cell phone, so just call his house, and if his wife answers, tell him I gave you the number, and everything will be okay." And that's how it happened.
Dixie Carroll worked for a time in the music business in Nashville. She says the house concert has evolved to help the artist in a changed entertainment landscape.
The thing is that music is getting so splintered, and there's so many ways to access music, and there are so few ways for artists to make money playing and making music, that a lot of the artists are having to find different ways to fuel their careers. And John D. Graham is really like a pioneer in these house concerts, because he recognized really early on that he could make a lot more money, have a more engaged audience, and have a whole lot more fun if he went and played in a house that had 30 people in it that were all there to see him and that would all be quiet and be focused on the show.
Putting on a house concert is not going to make you a lot of money. In fact, if you do it the way Bill and Dixie do, it will cost you some money. They asked their guests to put a suggested amount of $20 into a hat, but it's not for them.
We don't take anything. We have some food items and beverages available if anybody wants to eat or drink them. We don't charge for those. Our theory is we want to invite people to come, and we'd rather them spend their money on the artist so that the artist has enough money to make it to their next location.
Right.
So we subsidize those other costs so that people have an added incentive to come.
With the Gerf Morlix show just days away, I wanted to get more information about the subject, so I put in a call to the man who seemed to have the most experience, John D. Graham in Austin, Texas, to get his take on the house concert.
The house concert itself is not a recent invention. I mean, people have always done them, but they were always sort of way off the beaten path, and it was definitely an underground thing. In the last 10 years, they've sort of started creeping up, but the last 5 years, it's really sort of exploded. And it's a movement.
And John D. says it's profitable.
To be honest with you, I probably make more money at house concerts in the long view than I do at venues. It seems to help connect with the audience better. Plus, they have money to buy CDs and stuff afterwards because they haven't been spending, you know, $9 on a drink every hour. Suggested donations, not once have I come up short. A lot of my friends, musician friends, and I'm not going to name any names, maybe guys that are a step higher up on the ladder than me, have looked down their nose at house concerts for years. And in the last couple of years, they're starting to do them because A, there's money there, and B, it's just a lot of fun.
And now it's the night of the Gerf Morlix house concert. Gerf has arrived and is doing a sound check an hour or so before the crowd begins to build. Morlix is what is known as a musician's musician, a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer. He's worked with just about everybody in Americana, folk, and roots rock. He says he's been doing house concerts for a while now.
You know, maybe the first one was 7 or 8 years ago, and I was deathly afraid of it because, you know, the people can see your nose hairs, you know, and I found out that I just absolutely loved it.
And like John D. Graham, Gerf Morlix says he likes the informal, casual way that most house concerts come together.
There are networks, there are websites that advertise the house concerts, you know, listings of them, but most of mine is done just word of mouth. You know, if someone finds out that I might be in the area, they say, "Hey, would you mind coming and playing at our place?" I say, "Sure." You know.
After all, that's how we ended up here in East Providence on a lovely night in May, and now it's showtime. The host, Bill Jetty, does the introduction.
So, without further ado, from Austin, Texas, Gerf Morlix.
Thank you very much. And well, I thought I would start off with a song here to set the tone for the evening. You guys don't exactly know what to expect, so I'll set the tone here with a song about murder and revenge and how well they seem to go together sometimes. This is a song called One More Second. It was meant to be the cosmic joke wasn't lost on me.
It's a great show as a capacity crowd of about 40 people bond over good music, good food, and that shared feeling that they are into something special here. Gerf Morlix's final song is fitting, too. It's the Scottish-Irish traditional song of farewell, The Parting Glass.
I will gently rise and softly call good night and joy be with you all.
In East Providence, I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.